Hi everyone, this is Alan Forte. My message today, Easter 2023. Now Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Christ on the third day after his death. Resurrection means to give life again to something that was dead. It's important because God wants us to know that we have a living Savior and we serve a living God. In the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, the Bible says that some of the women who had been followers of Jesus went to the tomb where he was laid 3 days before. They were bringing spices to anoint his body, a dead body. But when they arrived, they found the stone sealing the door of the tomb had been rolled away. They entered the tomb, but they did not find Jesus' body there. They saw instead two men standing by them in shining garments. Luke 24:5 says, "The men said this to the women, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen.'" Period. Easter is more than about bringing a dead person back to the life that they had. Easter is about resurrecting a dead life to bring forth a new life that didn't exist before. The resurrected Jesus, well, he was still Jesus, but much more. He was and is a Jesus who never will die again. Jesus brought many people back to life, but those people were not resurrected. Jesus brought Lazarus back to life, but Lazarus ultimately died again. Why is this important to us? Because Easter represents God's promise to believers that as Jesus was resurrected to a new life, never to die again, so it will be possible for all of us who are believers. Jesus made it possible for us to die once, to be brought back to a new life, and to never die again. Now that's a promise worth celebrating. If the thing that we serve is dead, how can we live? If the thing that we serve cannot be heard, how can we be heard? If the thing that we serve is silent and cannot talk, how can he hear? If the things that we serve cannot move, how can we be found? If the thing that we serve cannot see, how can we be seen? If the thing that we serve cannot empathize with us, how can we be comforted? Now I could go on, but you should get the point. Easter means that we serve a living God, and because he lives, he is our God while we live out our dying lives so we can have time to accept his offer of being given a new life and an eternal life. So, like the women who went to the tomb looking for Jesus, let's make every day an Easter day. Let's get up and go looking for the one true living God. But let's not go looking in a tomb. He's not there. God is closer to us than the tombs around us. The women went to the tomb because they believed in Jesus, and that is where they had seen them lay his body. Their faith was what made them go. Today, he is alive and waiting to live in your heart. You don't have to go anywhere. You need only to believe that he is the resurrected King and Savior. When you do this, he will come and roll away the stone from the door of your heart. He will come into your heart, and there he will make his home. And then you will begin to enjoy having a new life, coming to the old, tired, dead life that you had before. Have a blessed Easter.